This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you, Paul. Fiona.
Oh, thank you. This is your beautiful Saturday morning. Thanks to Paul and Joel for today's weekend breakfast. Always great listening. Recommending, I don't know about those recommendations for eating all that chocolate. Thank you to Paul once again. Thanks to Joy, interview coordinator Con Karamitis, for some of his extra support on the show today. And welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning, my co-host is Paul and Isabel James, the CEO of Joy, who will be on air with us for the first time. Saturday Magazine on independent Joy Media is proudly brought to you by Hyundai Australia, driving change. We are coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre on this sort of slightly sunny, not so sunny Easter Saturday. We are streaming live at joy.org.au and on the Joy app and on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. We've had more than 1,300 shows since 1996 and over almost 700,000 podcast downloads since 2016. We proudly bring you this 30th of March edition of Saturday Magazine. I'm Fiona.
Good morning, Fiona. Isn't it good we haven't got Macca here?
Oh, wow. I'm sure that Macca wouldn't say that.
We've got a little bit of time to enjoy a nice Easter weekend Saturday Magazine.
That's right, but it's no less interesting and informative, Paul, I can assure you.
I know. We've got a great lineup this morning. So thank you to you, because I know you put a lot of effort in, and thanks to Con. Who's on the show today?
Well, okay, so one of the most interesting things that we have, well, such a great show, the Victorian Crimes Commissioner, Fiona McCormack, is going to be on actually at 10:14. She is going to tell us about a new report called Silenced and Sidelined, which is a very interesting report on the legal rights of victims of crime. So we'll be very interested to hear about that. At 10:30, the Sisterhood Project, we will have Sky and Grace Larson and Kate Lambert, and they're going to be in to talk about a new charity that they've created, delivering paediatric first aid training to parents and carers in regional and rural Victoria.
What a great idea.
I know.
You can never have too many first aiders around.
That's right, and they've created this wonderful, wonderful charity themselves. At 10:45, Otis Moore, the co-convener for the Victorian Pride Lobby, is going to give us some updates on what's happening at the Vic Pride Lobby and also run down with us the anti-trans rally that was on the steps of Parliament during the week. So it'll be very interesting to hear what he can give us some updates on the situation there. Then we have a very special guest, Paul.
A Joy regular, but well done for you for landing this one. So this is a big one for us.
Yeah. So as you may know, listeners, Sally Capp has chosen to not contest her role as the Lord Mayor of Melbourne, and we have been flooded with requests and questions about Sally. So she is coming on at 11, just after the news, to tell us about her decision.
And I got to say, I rang you, Fiona, this week just to talk about Sally, because I'd received some personal messages through social media, people just asking, because they know Sally's a regular on Saturday Magazine, was Sally going to come on and talk, but also was she okay?
Yes.
So I think, you know, it'll be good to talk to Sally in person, just to reassure everyone.
That's exactly right. So we'll hear from Sally after 11. Then we will be looking into a new possible future tool for diagnosing dementia with Dr. Joyce Sett, and it will be a virtual reality dementia research. So that'll be fascinating. And as listeners would know, it's the Sunday is the Trans Day of Visibility. And we will have Angela from Transgender Victoria on to tell us about the plans for the day tomorrow. And then finally, this has been an ongoing theme on SatMag, housing. So we will have Emily Dye, and she's a research analyst for the Centre for Independent Studies. And we will be looking at the research around housing is becoming a pipe dream for many Australians. So
I think that story is going to rumble on a bit longer. I think the shortage of housing that we're seeing, which is leading to the rental crisis and the lack of tradies to build new housing, I think the story's got a bit longer to run, Fiona.
Well, the fact is it's a problem long time in the making. And it will be a long time before we get out of this situation because we need to, you know, it ties into issues of immigration. It ties into issues of, you know, lack of resources. So many things. I mean, it's just not, it's a holistic issue that involves every sector of government really leads into this, I believe. So yeah. That is going to be an ongoing issue.
A great story. Now, what's caught your attention in the news this week, Fiona? I'm going to stick you on the spot here.
Apart
from the big Sally Cap announcement here in Melbourne, anything federally that's caught your eye?
I think that it was otherwise known as Take Out the Trash Week. I think it was a very, very, very bad week for the government. I think that they have been pushing through, before the break. They've obviously been trying to push through
A lot of legislation.
I think there were quite a lot of, the whole thing is, do we hear about what they succeeded in getting through? No, we only hear about the things that they failed in. But I certainly think that has been really negative, bad news for the government, and certainly it doesn't look at all very good. So, I mean, I was encouraged by the emissions reduction scheme, even though it's watered down. We do know that in other countries, when they introduced emissions reduction, that there were quite. It was not a quick, easy fix. So, I do think that that has been. It's still.
I don't want to talk on behalf of Macca, but you know he's got a lot more knowledge about cars. But just the way that they fudged. That they still haven't watered, they watered it down, you know, so they're appeasing some ute drivers.
Yeah.
But if we've got to get zero emissions, then we have to start having like all electric cars on the road at some point in time. Mm. And it appears that deadline is just being pushed out further and further.
Absolutely. Well, that will be a long time because, you know, Australia is quite behind when it comes to things like cars. I mean, people just have more, there's more and more trucks. However, I do want to remind our listeners that you can tune in and give us your thoughts and feedback. Now, one of the reasons why you might want to do that is because we also have in the studio the new CEO for Joy, Isabel James. Welcome to the program, Is.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
It's great to have you on board, Isabel. I'm going to nip out for 2 seconds. I'm going to let you talk through just who are you? What's your background? Just try and give our listeners a little understanding of who you are.
Absolutely. How much time do we have?
So you started back in Joy in when was it now?
January.
Back in January, and you've come from a not-for-profit background.
I have, yes. My background is mostly in the healthcare sector, so I started out in. Background is psychiatry, but it's also where I'll be heading as well. So I've been working in hospitals and non-for-profits on the wards as well, youth mental health and ACCO as well, which was really interesting.
ACCO?
Yeah, an Aboriginal community-controlled organisation.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So I've dabbled in a few different things in the healthcare sector, but when I saw this opportunity at Joy come up, within my own community, I was thrilled to apply and then even more excited to get the job.
Well, I know that there was a lot of excitement around here with your appointment and a new approach, a new way of seeing and doing things. And I think that Joy is going to have such a great new, refreshed view, thanks to your work and your input and your background.
Thank you.
Listeners, if you would like to chat to Isabel or ask her any questions, you can SMS us on 0427 569 949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. So, Is, since you've been here, what are some of the things that you've discovered about joy that you would really, you know, that you're really excited about? And have you sort of developed any kind of new ideas about where you want to go? It's a big question.
I think the staff can vouch that my IT skills are very much lacking. So that has been a real learning curve for me in terms of media is all brand new to me. Radio is all brand new. So I've learned a lot. I've been very fortunate. Everyone's been very patient with me, teaching me all the systems and actually delving into radio. But my view of where joy can head, and I'm really excited about it, is heading more into the digital space and more podcasting, joining TV, staying relevant on radio, but just branching out and broadening our listeners would be a big achievement for us.
So. Well, you've got a fan and one listener. Little Jason from Heidelberg says hi.
Hi, little Jace. He remembers me now.
Oh, that's cute. So it's really great to have you co-hosting with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Macca and Nevena are both away, and so we're gonna have a fantastic show. Now, Paul, I believe, is getting our first guest on the air. So in the meantime, you have chosen a few really interesting guests to have on the show. And, Paul, do we have our first guest on?
We're going to take a short break, Fiona.
Okay, fantastic.
And then we'll come back to you. So stay with us. You're on Joy 94.9. Paul, Fiona and Isabel, this is Saturday Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.